Welcome to the sermon podcast feed of Liberty Church Mainline, where we seek to live, speak, and serve as the very presence of Jesus for Philadelphia's historic mainline and surrounding communities. Every week, we look again to the story of the Bible, the lavish grace of God revealed in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. If you want to learn more about our church, check out our website, libertymainline.org.
Now we have the treasure in clay jars so that the extraordinary power may be from God and not from us. We are affected in every way but not crushed. We are perplexed but not in despair. We are persecuted but not abandoned. We are struck down but not destroyed. We always carry the death of Jesus in our body so that the life of Jesus may also be displayed in our body. For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that Jesus' life may also be displayed in our mortal flesh. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is now creation. The old has passed away, and see, the new has come. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. In that passage, those are just a couple paragraphs apart, those observations of the Apostle Paul. And so you have on one hand this idea of us living in treasure in clay jars, and that we are perpetually in this cycle of dying and being made new. And then at the same time, he says that if we are in Christ, we are a new creation. I think we have very skewed visions of what new means and how much priority and value we put in things being new. So tonight I want to talk about two different kinds of new, the one that we tend to focus on, value and treasure, and the type that Jesus tells us he is working in us. The first type of newness I will call mint condition new. When we think of something that's new, valuable, exciting, we often think about things that are shiny and flawless that we have just acquired. So for example, for mint condition new, I think of things that I collected as a kid. So I collected baseball cards. I collected comic books. I don't know if any of you kids are collecting baseball cards and comic books. Baseball cards especially are coming back right now and quite popular. But sometimes we can fall into a trap. And we can think that things are only valuable if they're that type of new, flawless, brand new. No. So, for example, my kids love sneakers right now. So I don't know if any of you guys like sneakers or you're on the cusp of enjoying sneakers. They're a really big deal. And I think it's hilarious that sneakers are now collectible. There are people who are purchasing them and like wearing them, I guess, once in a while. Anyways, when I was a kid, right now Air Jordans are super popular again or still, and Air Jordans had just come out 100 years ago when I was a kid, when I was your age. And I did not have Air Jordans, but my friend Aaron Emery did. He was way better at basketball than I was, and perhaps it was worth the investment. But I did one day get some new sneakers, and I was super excited. They weren't Air Jordans, they were Reeboks, not quite as good, but they were my new shoes, and I was super excited about them. They were all white, and they had some little red accents, and I was very excited to wear them to school. But I was sitting in class. I think it was like the first or second day that I was wearing them. I'm sitting in class, and obviously proud of my sneakers, and my friend Ben was kind of teasing me about my sneakers, not Ben Rugsiger, Ben Longacre. But he's teasing me about my sneakers. And in retrospect, he probably was a little jealous of them. So he wasn't a very good friend at that moment because he actually grabbed a marker and he just swiped at my shoes and left this big, huge smudge on my brand new sneakers. I was so mad. I was so sad. I think I like rushed to the bathroom to try to like wipe the smudge off, and I got most of the smudge off, but it was still there. So my sneakers that I was so excited about They weren't new anymore. They weren't mint condition. And that's the problem with mint condition new. When we value that and treasure that, when we think about ourselves, where I'm only good or valuable or beautiful if I'm mint condition, because then we make a mistake or something's done to us, and then we feel like we're not mint condition anymore. But here's the thing. The Bible tells us that God is not about mint condition new. He's about a different kind of new. He loves to take damaged things and repair them. He loves to take mistakes and heal them. He loves what I'm going to call mended new. Mend just means to fix, to put back together. It's like this. I really love drinking tea every morning. So I have a number of tea mugs. Many of them are in storage because we have so many. But I have my favorite tea mugs. And a lot of times they're because they're really special to me. So, for example, one of my favorite tea mugs is this one here. We got in France, and I'll show it to you in a second. It says on here, Meilleur Papa de l'Univers, which means the best. It's one of my favorite mugs for quite a long time. And then one day, one of my children was putting it away, and there's this big chip in it. And at that moment, I was not the Meilleur Papa de l'Univers. When the mug get chipped. Another mug of mine that I really enjoy got when we were living, when Anastasia was first born, we lived in Switzerland, and so this is a mug that we got in Switzerland. And I was using this mug one day, and then I saw that it was actually in a pool of tea. It's like the mug is supposed to hold the tea. It's not supposed to sit in tea. And then I didn't know why I did that. And then one day I poured the tea, and I happened to be watching the mug, and I saw little beads of tea pop out the sides of the mug. So somehow it's got all these microfractures in it. And so the tea actually seeps out the side. So I can't use that mug anymore. Now, here's the thing. All things like this break. Now, I haven't done this, but there's actually a type of art, which is the art of taking specifically teacups that are broken or tea bowls that are broken and then putting them back together. It's a type of art called kintsugi. I learned about it from the Japanese-American artist Makoto Fujimura. People loved tea in ancient Japan, and if their precious porcelain mug broke, they would put it back together. But they did that with a twist. I'm actually going to ask Ransom to help at this point. They would put it back together, and you can just like spread those. I don't know if there'll be enough for everybody, but they would put it back together, but they would mend it. If you see the postcard when it comes around, or you can see this, they would put it back together with gold. So there's gold threaded through this kintsugi mug. And I'm pretty confident, this is a top-down view, I'm pretty confident that if you looked at the side of it, it probably says Meilleur Papa de l'Univers on the outside of that mug. The mended cup, though, once you put it back together with gold, gold is so precious. It's actually a more treasured, more valuable mug now. And that's what it means for something to be mended new. To have amended beauty. And that's the type of newness and beauty that God works in our lives. One of my favorite Bible verses, the Apostle Paul says that we are God's workmanship. You could translate that, we are his masterpiece. And what he does with our lives is that he takes the things that are broken and he mends them back together. And so in this season, when we remember our weakness, when we remember our fragility, and we remember the hope that we have in the resurrection of Jesus, we are reminding ourselves that we are put back together with something even more in the resurrection of Jesus. Because the place where we see mended newness most clearly is when Jesus rose from the dead. But when he rose, what does he still have in those stories when the resurrected Jesus meets his disciples? He still has scars in his hands and in his side. Beautiful scars, though. because those are the scars that mark the way that he brought us back to his Father. So when we think of new, when we think of beautiful, think not about flawless, but think of mended, put back together. Kintsugi means mended with gold. And that is what God does for us in our lives because we are his workmanship and he thinks we are radiant and beautiful. This time, I want to invite us as we begin the season of Lent. Some of us, the popular understanding of Lent is that you give something up. And I want to invite you to a bigger vision of how you can practice and celebrate the season of Lent. It might be that you give up something that you enjoy, but if you do that, I would encourage you to do that in a way so that it is a trigger. We often talk about triggers in our culture and society, things that kind of set us spiraling in the wrong direction. And the practices of Lent, I want you to think of as good triggers, things that trigger us to remember who we are before God, perhaps to pray to him, to give thanks to him, be reminded of our own weakness. I'll give you an example of a good trigger, which God just kind of popped into my day this morning. So one of the things I'm hoping to do is I actually didn't intend to match it with Lent, but I started a workout regimen this morning, and so I need to sit down really soon. The workout regimen is something that our family got connected to through my cousin, and I know that she's been going through a lot of hard things recently, and I will actually think of her and then be reminded that I can be praying for her and her family each time I do the workout, hopefully more than once in the upcoming weeks. And so as we think about Lent, think about things that you can use in your life that will be good triggers to remind you for ways that you can be coming before God in prayer, lifting up others in your lives in prayer. And the other thing is that we do this as a seasonal thing as a congregation because it's way easier to stick with something if somebody else knows you're working on it. So if you take up a practice for the season, I would encourage you to share it with somebody who can check in with you. And that actually works to just remind us and help us to follow through. With that, primarily we want to use this season to remind us of our dependence upon God. So in this next part of the service, I invite you to join with me in this prayer of confession. I'll lead the portions printed in plain font if you join with the portions printed in bold. God the Father, have mercy on us. God the Son, have mercy on us. God the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Trinity of love, have mercy on us. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart and mind and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We have not forgiven others as we have been forgiven. Lord, have mercy. We confess to you, Lord, all our past unfaithfulness, the pride, hypocrisy, and impatience of our lives. Lord, have mercy. Our self-indulgent appetites and ways, and our exploitation of other people. Lord, have mercy. Our out-of-control love of worldly goods and comforts, and our dishonesty in daily life and work. Lord, have mercy. Our negligence in prayer and worship, and our failure to share the faith that is in us. Lord, have mercy. Our blindness to human need and suffering, and our indifference to injustice and cruelty. Lord, have mercy. Restore us, good Lord, and let your anger depart from us. Favorably hear us, for your mercy is great. Accomplish in us the work of your salvation, that we may show your glory in the world. By the cross and passion of your Son, our Lord, bring us with all your saints to the joy of his resurrection.
Hey, thanks for listening.
We hope that either through or in spite of the human messenger, you heard the gracious invitation of God to the abundant life of love and service found in the transforming person and work of Jesus. If you've been encouraged by this podcast, please take a moment to rate, review, or subscribe. And if you'd like to learn more about our church, check us out at libertymainline.org.